Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your mother nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Fine, the treasure.
She belongs to the world of the good.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows.
Mars Power.
Imagination amplified.
This is not a story about an old man in bifocals at the center of a revolution, but rather another tale of mystery featuring a boy who had no idea he'd one day wind up on the $100 bill. Now, where was I? Boston Harbor? Ah, yes, of course. When last we met, I was standing on the deck of Jamaica Jack's ship in Boston Harbor, tossing a Spanish doubloon high in the air.
Where will it be, Ben? Where to next?
Heads New York, tails Philadelphia.
One moment, if you please. Before we start this next adventure, you may notice that the voice of my younger self sounds a bit different in this tale I'm about to tell. As I always say, change is the only constant in life. Now, let us carry on with the story. Round and round went the gold coin, and with it, my future. Such chance moments on lives, histories, even the fate of nations decided.
Heads it is!
To New York Island we go. Bid farewell to Boston, Ben.
Farewell, Boston. Farewell, Veracity Quince.
What? No more solving riddles and playing a detective?
Aye, Jack. And farewell, Silence Do-Good. No more hiding behind a pen name. In New York, I'll be Benjamin Franklin, printer and newspaper man, using my own wits and my own words to speak the truth and further the cause of freedom.
Way anchor, hoisty sails, down for New York.
With a brisk wind in our sails and Jamaica Jack at the helm, we set sail for Manhattan. Little did I know that waiting for me mystery, adventure, and danger. New York, circa 1723, was the most diverse, fastest-growing city in all the 13 colonies. But was also the most raw, the dirtiest, and the loudest.
Yesterday's fish, Eden Schaefer!
Find the garbage, mate!
Did you see that, Jack? They dumped their garbage straight into the harbor!
And the streets are even fouler, lad!
And so they were. The fertile land where the Lenape tribe hunted and fished from time immemorial became New Amsterdam when the Dutch traded some trinkets and took it away, only to become New York when the English snatched it from the Dutch. Nowhere in the Americas was more exciting and
More treacherous.
Best be going ashore, Ben. But mind your knapsack. There are pirates everywhere in this city. Criminals of all kinds. They know a newcomer when they see one, and they'll pick your pocket clean.
I've got nothing worth stealing. Just a change of clothes and a sketch pad full of quotations and ideas for new inventions.
I suspect that sketch pad will be quite valuable one day.
I hope you're right. Come on, Jack. Let's go ashore.
Sorry, Ben, but this is where we part company.
You're not coming with me? I thought we could be partners.
What do I know of printing presses? I'm a sailor, lad, and I have cargo to deliver for the Widow Fleming.
Can't you wait a few days?
Truth be told, Ben, New York isn't safe for me. There's a market here that trades in human lives.
A slave market.
Aye, one of the largest. I felt the whip and carried the chains and don't plan to again.
Then you're right. You have to go. But I'll miss you, Jack.
I'll miss you too. Remember, eyes open, look sharp, and fare thee well until we meet again.
Until we meet again. You think I'll be all right out there on those mean streets?
Even New York City is no match for you, Ben. Lower the gangplank for Mr. Benjamin Franklin.
So long, Jack.
As I walked down the gangplank, the island of Manhattan lay before me. Even then, a city full of dreams and ambitions, an adventure waiting on every block. And it didn't take long for my adventure to begin.
Oh, please, sir, you have to help me.
What is it, miss?
I'm being chased by ruffians. They tried to snatch my purse and take the few shillings I've got.
Got you now, missy.
Hand over the money.
Oh no, my poor granny. She'll die without food on the table.
Take my hand, miss, and run.
After all.
I had just set foot in the city, and already I was making my mark.
Hey!
Fate had delivered this young girl to me, and I couldn't abandon such a poor, helpless creature. The gang gave chase, but we were faster. We found a safe place to stop, hidden behind a stack of cargo.
I think we've lost them.
Bless you, sir. If there's any way I can repay you...
Your safety is my reward, miss. But be more careful next time.
Good advice indeed, sir. I suggest you take it. Now hand me your bag.
What?
Your knapsack? Hand it over or you'll get the blade.
You have a knife in your dress?
She's a dagger, if you please. I call her Sweetie Pie because she's always good to me. But you won't find her quite as sweet, so hand it over.
You're robbing me?
Don't think of it as a robbery. Think of it as one big circle. Things got taken from me my whole life, so now I take from you. One day you'll take from somebody else. Boss says in this city, you're either a taker or a giver.
I don't want to take from anyone.
Then looks like you're a giver. Thank you kindly.
Hey, that's everything I have. Come back. She stole my knapsack.
Welcome to New York.
You know me as Benjamin Franklin, statesman, inventor, founding father. In the 1720s, as a teenager in New York, I was just plain Ben. Aspiring printer, budding adventurer, dreamer. And my first day in this colorful new city was not going as I'd planned.
Please, sir. I'm scared and helpless.
A shameless thief is what you are.
Hope is a funny thing. It rises and falls like the tides. That blustery autumn day, I was walking along the river, feeling quite sorry for myself, when a gust of wind blew opportunity into my path.
What's this? A newspaper! The New York Spectator. George Williamson, publisher and editor. Royal governor's shameful denial of human rights in New York. You're a man after my own heart, Mr. Williamson.
My fortunes had changed in an instant. I had come to New York to pursue my dreams, and instead, my dreams had found me.
Excuse me, miss. Can you tell me where Wall Street is?
Find it yourself.
Thank you.
I raced down the fragrant streets of downtown Manhattan towards the address on the masthead. If I could introduce myself to this Mr. Williamson and tell him my story, surely he would take me on as his apprentice. Maybe even his partner. Diligence, as I've said, is the mother of good luck.
Diligence is the father of... No, that's not it. I wish I had my notebook.
I finally arrived at Williamson's print shop, exhausted, hungry, empty-handed, but full of hope.
The New York Spectator, printing the truth since 1718. It's locked. Mr. Williamson, hello? My name is...
Trying to break in, are you?
No, I... Excuse me, Mr...
Randall, I'm the watchman in this neighborhood. Means I keep the law. Who are you and what's your business here?
Franklin's the name. Ben Franklin, formerly of Boston. I'm a printer, like Mr. Williamson.
Never heard of you. Let's see your papers.
My papers?
You look like trouble to me. For all I know, you're a runaway servant.
I was indentured to my brother James, but before I left Boston, he signed the papers that granted me my freedom.
Then you'll kindly produce your papers.
Yes, sir. They're right here in my...
I'm waiting.
Well, you see, sir, they're not on my person.
You don't say.
I have them. Well, she has them.
She?
This girl, wearing a shawl. She said she was in trouble, and then she threatened me with a dagger and took my knapsack. Everything I have, including my papers.
Sure she did. Come with me, Mr. Ben Franklin. You're under arrest.
This isn't right. I told you,
I said,
papers.
Hope comes and goes like the tides. The watchman was dragging me away when suddenly... I spotted her in the crowd across the street.
On my way! Move it!
There she is!
Oh, where?
The girl! The one who stole my bag! Sorry, gotta go! Girl! You! You have my backpack! Wait up!
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
My only chance was to lose that watchman in the crowded market and find that girl.
Excuse me. What? Sorry. Can't stop now.
Stop that boy.
I've got him.
No, you don't.
Stop in the name of the law.
It seemed like the whole marketplace was after me. The girl proved crafty, but her escape route was slowed by a passing fishmonger's cart, allowing me to catch up with her.
Out of my way!
Hey, stop! Just stop, please!
Give up, boy. You'll never catch me. Not on these streets.
I reached out and had my hand on the knapsack for just a moment before she ducked under a table and slipped away around a corner. This time, however, I wouldn't lose her. I made sure of that.
Now all I have to do is track you down.
Sounds like a big storm's brewing.
The New York waterfront was lined with warehouses, filled with coffee, tea, and spices from all over the globe. I watched from a distance as the girl opened one of the doors and slipped inside.
Thought you'd get away from me, did you?
I stepped inside the warehouse, ready to fight for those papers, for my freedom. It was like entering a dark, empty cave.
Hello? I know you're in here. Show yourself!
How'd you find me?
Suddenly, a light shone in my face, and there she was, as if expecting me. A lantern in one hand, and her dagger in the other.
Answer me, or get the blade.
I followed you.
Liar. I lost you in the market. How did you find me?
That knapsack you stole. I built a pocket in the bottom to hold an ink pot.
Ink pot?
For security purposes. When I bumped into you in the market, I pulled the string that lifted the lid just enough that it began to leak and drip. All I had to do was follow that trail of ink.
So you tracked me. Think you're awfully clever, don't you?
Clever enough. I'll have my knapsack, if you please.
You're forgetting I'm still the one holding the blade.
You wouldn't kill me for a bunch of papers that mean nothing to you.
Maybe not. But they might do it just for fun.
They? Oh, they!
Suddenly, more lanterns, as I found myself surrounded by that same gang of bullies who chased after us on the pier, including the big, lumpy one.
Nice work, Ruby. Did you go through his pockets?
I was saving that for you, Big Lou. But this book of writings and drawings might interest the boss.
The boss?
There were four of them, counting the girl they call Ruby. In some ways, they reminded me of my old pals, the wharf rats. But the streets of New York had made them old and mean. Big Lou was enormous, with fists as big as Virginia hams.
Search his pockets, Harry!
Harry's eyes darted back and forth like a rattlesnake.
Empty. Bad luck for you, fresh meat. Right, Sonny?
And Sonny laughed as if everything was funny, including the idea of carving me up.
Empty pockets. Empty stomach too, I bet. Not your day, is it, Boston?
Sorry, gentlemen. Ruby, my name is Ben. Benjamin Franklin. Let me go, and I'll make it worth your while.
How?
You saw my sketchbook. It's full of inventions, like those hand paddles in the knapsack, and like the one I used to track you.
I let you follow me. Tie him up and stuff a gag in his mouth. I'm sick of his fancy Boston talk.
Wait, I'm telling you, I can make you rich. Listen to me. I can make you rich.
I'd like to hear him finish his thought.
Boss?
I can...
From the shadows, a tall figure emerged. In the lantern's glow, I saw he had a scar on his face and a smile that suggested whoever gave him that scar got something worse.
Don't be rude to our guest. Remove the gag from his mouth, Ruby.
You'll regret that.
Please?
Fine.
Who are you?
Who is he? Hear that, Harry?
Oh, such disrespect, Sonny. It's downright unforgivable.
You must be the only living soul in New York who doesn't know who he is.
He won't be a living soul much longer, will he, Danny?
The name's Quinn. Danny Quinn.
You've met my associates. Ruby, Big Lou, Harry, Sonny.
We're the Dirty Dogs. Oh!
Ah, the dirtiest, mangiest, toughest gang in New York.
Dirty Dogs forever!
Enough of that.
You can't hold me here, you rabid dogs. I'm a freeborn citizen. What's so funny?
I don't know. What is freedom, Benjamin? Your name on some papers? Or is it the power to make your own choices? Control your own destiny? Tell him where he's sitting, Ruby.
Beneath that chair you're tied to is what we call a trapdoor.
A trapdoor?
From the looks of that book of yours, I think you'd appreciate the ingenuity. I give the word, Ruby pulls a lever, and you drop through the floor and straight to the bottom of the cold, unfeeling water of New York Harbor.
This lever right here.
Wait! I can make you an offer!
Quiet! Say the word, Danny.
Hold that thought, Ruby girl. Danny Quinn is nothing if not open to opportunity. So speak, Benjamin Franklin of Boston. Or tell it to the fishes.
Was this the way the story ends? No more books to read or write. No inventions to create or stories to print. No mysteries to solve. No more Ben Franklin?
You don't want to kill me.
And why not?
Because I'm the Tamer of Lightning. And I can make you the King of New York.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.